Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something kind of
Oh
wild?
yeah, this should be good.
We're talking Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Yeah, Dogecoin for like government.
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
It all started with this conversation between Brian Armstrong, the Coinbase CEO, and Elon Musk.
Oh wow, so this is serious.
Yeah, they were talking about how Dogecoin could actually make government more efficient.
I mean, it's definitely caught people's attention.
It sounds crazy, right? But stick with us.
Okay, I'm all ears. Where do we even start with this?
Well, first, why are these guys even talking about this?
Right. Dogecoin is the meme coin. What's the angle?
Exactly. So let's hand it over to you to break down the background here. Why is this even a conversation?
Well, think about it. We all kind of hate dealing with government, right?
Oh, absolutely. The paperwork, the waiting.
Exactly. It's inefficient and not very transparent.
Ugh, don't remind me.
Well, these tech giants are saying even Dogecoin could offer some solutions.
Hold on, Dogecoin. The coin that started as a joke?
I know, it's been a wild ride. So how did it go from meme to a serious conversation about government?
Well, it got a huge following online.
Thanks to Elon Musk, probably.
Yeah, partly. But beyond the hype, Dogecoin actually works like other cryptos.
Okay, back up a sec. For those who don't know.
Sure, it's decentralized, uses blockchain. You can send it between people quickly with low fees.
So are we saying like paying taxes in Dogecoin now?
No, not quite. They're talking about smaller, more frequent transactions.
Like what? Give me an example.
Paying contractors, small business loans, even like parking tickets.
Stuff that's slow and expensive now.
Exactly.
So instead of waiting weeks for a check, a contractor could get paid instantly with Dogecoin.
Yeah, that's the idea.
That does sound more efficient.
And you're cutting out the banks, so lower fees too.
Saving taxpayer money, in theory.
Right. But there's the big Dogecoin issue.
Oh, yeah, the elephant in the room. Volatility.
Right, the price goes up and down like crazy. Doesn't sound very government stable.
For sure. Have they addressed that at all?
They have. They've talked about stablecoins.
Like pegged to the US dollar.
Yeah, or being strategic about how they use it.
So, like small payments where the price swings don't matter as much?
Things like parking meters or permits, yeah.
Makes sense.
And this is where blockchain gets really interesting.
Blockchain, everyone's favorite buzzword.
Right. But think of it like a public ledger.
Recording every Dogecoin transaction.
Every transaction. Immutable and transparent.
So, like in government, every payment, every contract.
Everything's out in the open.
So anyone could see where their tax dollars are going.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big part of the argument here. Less corruption, more trust.
Wait, so everyone would see everything. What about privacy?
Not every detail. There are ways to protect sensitive information.
Like, they wouldn't see my social security number or what I bought at Target.
No. It's more about the overall flow of money, making sure things are legit.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. But how would this work in different parts of government?
Well, that's what we'll look at next time. How Dogecoin and blockchain could change things like social programs or disaster relief.
So much to think about.
Yeah, this is just the beginning.
Stay tuned, everyone. This is about to get even more interesting. All right, we're back.
Lots to unpack, right?
My head's spinning. So, Dogecoin in government, where do we even begin to apply this?
Let's look at some real-world example.
Perfect. One thing that comes to mind is social programs.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. How could crypto help people who rely on government assistance?
It's a huge question.
Well, imagine someone waiting for their monthly benefits, right?
Struggling to make ends meet, dealing with all the bureaucracy.
Exactly. Delays, paperwork errors, having to physically go to an office.
And we know how frustrating that can be.
But with crypto, those benefits could go straight to their digital wallet.
Like instantly.
Pretty much. No more waiting and stressing.
Okay, that sounds good in theory, but not everyone has a smartphone or even internet access.
You're right. We'd have to bridge that digital divide.
Big time.
Make sure everyone has access to technology and the support to use it.
Partner with community organizations, libraries, things like that.
Exactly. It'd take a lot of planning and collaboration.
No one can get left behind in this.
Absolutely. Equity and accessibility for all.
So, social programs, check. What about other areas, like disaster relief?
Oh, that's where the speed and transparency of crypto could really shine.
Think about those images after a hurricane or earthquake.
People need help immediately, but traditional aid is so slow.
The stories of people waiting for months for relief funds are heartbreaking.
With crypto, donations could be sent directly to those in need within minutes.
No more bureaucratic roadblocks.
And because everything's tracked on the blockchain,
You can see exactly where the money's going.
Less chance of fraud or corruption.
Donors know their money is being used properly.
And people in need know they're getting help fairly.
We've talked a lot about the good stuff, but what about the downsides? Arguments against using crypto in government.
The big one is security. Governments handle so much sensitive data.
And we've seen those crypto exchange hacks. It makes you worry.
For sure. We'd need super secure blockchain systems, specifically designed for government use.
Bring in the cybersecurity experts.
Absolutely. And blockchain specialists and government folks. Make sure those systems are bulletproof.
Sounds like a lot of work before we even think about implementing this stuff.
Yeah, there are still a lot of hurdles.
But the potential benefits are pretty amazing.
If we can overcome these challenges, imagine how it could change the relationship between citizens and their government.
Oh, wow, yeah.
People could track government spending in real time.
See exactly how their tax dollars are being used.
Total transparency. Hold officials accountable.
Okay, but what about privacy? Would the government basically have a record of every transaction we make?
That's a valid concern. We need to find the right balance.
Between transparency and individual privacy.
Maybe use privacy-enhancing technologies within the blockchain.
So people can have some anonymity.
Exactly. It's about using these technologies to benefit everyone.
Yeah.
But is this all just a fantasy?
Can governments actually embrace something like Dogecoin?
That's the million-dollar question.
And the one we'll tackle in our final part. Can this vision of a more efficient, transparent, citizen-centric government actually become a reality?
We're going to find out.
Okay, final part, the big question. Is this actually doable? Dogecoin in government, really?
Million-dollar question, right? No easy answer.
Yeah, lots to consider.
I mean, think about it. Government moves slow.
Oh, yeah. Huge systems, tons of tradition.
Like turning a giant ship. It takes time, careful planning.
It's not like flipping a switch and boom, everything's running on Dogecoin.
Exactly. And then there are the regulations around crypto, still changing all the time.
Governments are going to be cautious, right? It's people's money.
For sure. But here's the other side. Technology is changing so fast.
What seemed impossible a few years ago is normal now.
Exactly. And some governments are already trying blockchain stuff.
Like those digital currency trials.
Mm.
Or blockchain voting systems.
Right. And going back to Brian Armstrong, rethinking how we use tech to serve the public.
That's at the heart of this, making government work better for everyone.
Even if Dogecoin isn't the answer, it's making us ask the right questions.
What can technology do? How can we build a better system?
Exactly. And that's the takeaway for our listeners.
This isn't just about one cryptocurrency. It's about awareness.
These new technologies have huge potential. They could change everything.
Be informed, ask questions, get involved.
We're at a turning point. Technology is moving so fast, we have to decide how to use it.
To build a better future. So here's my final thought. If this crazy idea is even possible.
Dogecoin for government.
What else might be possible? What limits are we about to break?
Right. What incredible things are just around the corner. It's exciting.
We're on the edge of something brand new. The possibilities are endless, so stay curious.
Keep exploring.
And who knows, maybe we'll be back to deep dive into the future that's coming at us so fast. Thanks for listening.
Until next time.